Let's check in with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians this morning as we kind of see what's been happening since we last talked on Monday. They finished up their road trip. Things didn't go as well as planned, but they came home and took on the White Sox, and things were looking pretty good for this weekend. I guess we had a winning streak going until yesterday, but Bob, yesterday was filled with sort of a lot of historic moments, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a crazy day yesterday. A lot of wonderful things, and just shows you how difficult it is to be a closer in baseball. You know, one pitch and it changes the face of the game. And it was unfortunately we're looking for a sweep of the White Sox, and instead we get a series win, which is what you were looking for. You were hoping after an 0-6 road trip you'd come back and win 2 out of 3 against a division rival, and we did that. But you get greedy and you want a sweep, and you know, Corey Kluber was just phenomenal. All the different records that he set, a career high with his 13 strikeouts, the most of any pitcher at Progressive Field, back-to-back 11 or more strikeout games at home since Dennis Eckersley in 76, I believe. Then George Gutierrez, who comes up because Yan Gomes is on paternity leave, and hits 2 home runs in his first 2 at-bats with his new team, and that's the first time that's happened since the early 2000s. Actually, Jason Giambi's brother Jeremy did that. So a lot of fun, interesting, quirky stats working yesterday. Unfortunately, we just didn't be able to finish off the game and get a win, but Kluber was fantastic once again.
Well, here's that second home run from Gutierrez yesterday.
Another in a long line of players who was eager to sign with the Indians when the opportunity was there because of a past association with Terry Francona. And he drives another one. Deep right, way back, gone. The home run king, George Gutierrez, goes deep again. Can you believe it? His first 2 at-bats with the Tribe, and he's 2 for 2 with 2 bombs.
That has to be so special for a player like that. You know, it's one of those things where he's thinking, wow, this major league thing isn't too bad, is it?
Yeah, well, George is a 30-year-old guy. He's been around a while, played for 4 different teams, is a real good defensive catcher, a guy that, you know, is somebody that every organization loves to have, a true pro, helps, especially when he's in the minor leagues, really is a veteran guy behind the plate helping young pitchers, and just a remarkable fun day for him to come in and find himself with a good bat, good swings yesterday, and just a lot of fun for George, no question about it.
Bob, I noticed on the Indians' notes, it says that he became the first Canadian Indians player to hit a home run since Nigel Wilson did so back in September of 96. Now, number one, who keeps track of such things? And number two, who is Nigel Wilson?
Well, you know, first of all, Elias Sports Bureau, they're the gurus for all pro sports, and they're the ones that found that long, long list of historic statistics from yesterday's game. In addition, we have a man in our press box who's been there 40 years, John Krepop, who lives on the west side of Cleveland, who just is so quick to understand what is unfolding in a game and what might transpire and if it has any historical significance whatsoever. So not only do we have a pipeline right into Elias Sports Bureau out of New York, but we have our own research wizard and John Krepop in our press box.
Do you remember Nigel Wilson?
No.
I don't either. I've been following the Tribe for 50-some years. I don't remember this guy.
Yeah, well, you know, hundreds and hundreds have come through, so yeah, there'll be a couple that have slipped by us.
That's right. It's like here at WEOL. Occasionally run into people say, hey, I used to work at WEOL. We think half of the county has worked here at one time or another. You know, I used to play for the Indians. Sure, yeah. You know, when you have a team sometimes that turns over a lot of players, you know, they come and go for a little bit. But it's funny, too. You know, you can imagine sometimes a moment with a certain player with an Indians team has maybe a bigger impact on their life than, you know, the entire organization knowing that they were a part of it, just depending on the perspective of how long they were in the major leagues. Indians and Twins start a series, including one that's a four-game series I see we get against the Twins here, an afternoon game.
Right.
As well.
Yeah, this seven-game homestand continues with four against the Twins. Starts tonight at 7:05, three straight 7:05 games. And Thursday, it concludes with a noon game at 12:05. So if you love those weekday baseball games, we have one for you on Thursday, and then we're off to Tampa and then Toronto before we come back home and do our first two fireworks shows, May 16th and 17th, when Oakland comes to town on that weekend. So we just continue to win series and get back into this thing. This division is still all bunched up, so just to we did what we needed to do, but it would have been nice for a Chicago sweep.
Well, the weather's getting warmer, so it'll be a nice start of the day at the ballpark on Thursday as well as for the evenings as well, so we can enjoy the month of May as it warms up and baseball gets into full swing. Bob, thanks for joining us. We'll talk again next Monday.